Hello, this is Bert Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy, your spirit within us, your hand on us. We thank you for your love. You love us so much. And I thank you, Father God, as we look into your word, that revelation knowledge will flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, on February 13th, 2017, we released our first episode of The Word Works. So around this time, this year, we're celebrating our fourth year of podcasting. I remember a few months before I even started this that I'd never even heard the word podcast and know what it meant. But we've learned a lot since then, and we're still learning. And we keep hearing from folks that it's being a blessing to them. So that's wonderful to hear. And in our teaching letter, our Heavenly Realities teaching letter, or our partner's letter that we put out every month, and the teaching letter we put out several times a year, we'll give a ministry update report that shares how many downloads and plays and such that we have from all over the world. And speaking of that, I want to pray for the folks in different countries who actually have listened and maybe still are listening to this podcast. I know we've had people in over 27 countries who have listened or downloaded this podcast in some form over the years, and they may not be all listening to them now, but I want to go through and pray for people in certain countries over the next few episodes. So let's pray for them right now. Father God, we pray for the people who listened to and are listening in these different countries. And as I call them out, Father God, I thank you, sir, that you know them. You know them by name. You know their family members, and you know their deep heart's needs. And as those who are listening to this podcast join me in prayer, we lift up people in the following countries right now. Of course, the United States of America, where our greatest listening audience has been as far as in numbers. But we also lift up people in Kenya, Uganda, Canada, Guatemala, Thailand, Ireland, Honduras, the Philippines, Mexico, and Nicaragua. And Lord, we'll pray for more countries as we go along. But Lord, minister your word, not only through this podcast, but through other means to your people and to people who don't know you, that they might be saved. And that, Father God, that we might all grow in the word, that their faith will work and they will grow in Christ. And we pray for their deep heart's needs, for healing in every area of their life, and for prosperity. And that, Father God, you will lead and guide them. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as I said, we'll pray for other countries, people in other countries who have listened to the podcast in the next episode or so. But right now, we want to continue moving into the lesson we've been talking about on the echo of God's love. I want you to turn your Bibles, if you have them with you, or your device, and look at Isaiah chapter 55, 11. The King James says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." As I said, we're talking about the echo of God's love. We're to echo God's love back to him and to be a conduit to let that word go forth and echo off the people whom it reaches. And we'll get into that. I'm getting way ahead of myself. But if this series seems a little kind of mixed up and turned around and really not making sense to the natural mind, that's okay, because it's kind of coming out of my spirit and my mind's trying to grasp what I'm getting. In fact, this particular morning I'm recording this, I woke up, it was dark outside, and I just had to stand up, get up, and go write down three times what God was showing me. So I'm just kind of getting this as it comes, and you're getting it as I'm getting it. Isaiah 55:11, though, that verse is great. God's going to speak the word forth, and it will not return unto him void. All right, now we're going somewhere with this, so hang on. The message version says this. starting with verse 8, Isaiah 55, 8. I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work. God's decree. Here's God's decree. For as the sky soars high above the earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. Notice it says there in the message, they will not come back empty-handed. The words that he speaks are being echoed back to him. Do you see that? He's the creator, and he gives the different ways that the sky is producing rain and snow is descending from the sky. It's not coming back up, you know, as it's the sun draws it back up. It's not going to do that, but it's going to until it's done its work. And its work is making things grow and blossom and seed for the farmers and food for the hungry. And that's the way his word comes back to him. It will complete the assignment that he gave the words. All right, hang with me. The Amplified Classic Edition says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void without, here it is describing that word void, without producing any effect or useless. But it will accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. It's not going to be void. It's not going to come back to him void. It's going to produce an effect, and it's going to be useful, not useless. All right? Think about this now. When God speaks the word and we stand on it, it's going to produce an effect. We're echoing that word back to him. It's going to be useful for his purpose. Praise God. Okay, the Passion Translation, verse 11, Isaiah 55. So also will be the word that I speak. It does not return to me unfulfilled. My word performs my purpose and fulfills the mission I sent it out to accomplish. That's powerful. Praise God. His word, God's word, the Passion notes say, is his promise to show love, compassion, and forgiveness to all who turn to him. And the words will not return unto him empty. They're going to return to him full of power. Now it's up to us to speak the word. I mean, the sky can rain all it wants to, but if the farmer doesn't plant the seed, all right, it produces seed for the farmer, but the farmer has to plant the seed, which produces food for the hungry. I'm going back to Isaiah 55:11 from the message. It does its work just as, I'm going to read that again, just as the rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry, so will my word be. So the gods, and we're going somewhere with this because we want to talk about the fact that God speaks his word and it can be stood on. You can stand on it. It can be guaranteed that it will work as we apply our faith. All right. And we're going to get into that more next time. I'm sorry, I just kind of whetted your appetite just a little bit, but I wanted you to see something. I want you to understand this week, as you go out and walk around in your daily life, that the word of God is working. God is working behind the scenes. He doesn't think the way you'd think. He doesn't work the way you work. But isn't it wonderful that we have the mind of Christ? The word says in the epistles, we have the mind of Christ that we can think the way he thinks and we can work the way he works. Hallelujah. Because why? We work the word. Why? Because what a timely way to say this, the word works when we work it. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit within us and your hand on us. And as we walk out in our daily lives, your word, we stand on it. We speak it. We act on it. It will not return unto you void because you've already spoken it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at burkandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the word works.